On the line now, I have Kate Coslow. Hello, Kate. Good morning. How are you?
Hello, Noel. It's great to talk to you. I'm here in Galway in the west of Ireland, so it's nice to get a shout out.
So I'll have to ask you, what's it like down there?
It's very cold this morning.
It's very cold.
Loads of frost on the ground.
I tied the car before I left this morning. No, but the sun is shining. There's great heat in it.
Yes, exactly. No, it's nice. At least it's not raining in the west. That makes a change anyway.
So there'll be no one surfing, I'd say.
No. Okay. Not at the moment.
Okay, now this is happening on Thursday. We talk about the show on Thursday. Give us all the details on what people should do if they want to go and see it before we talk about the show itself.
Yeah, the show is called Trumbly Finocchio, Pinocchio Nightmare, and it's taking place in Smock Alley Theatre from the 13th to the 22nd of December. There are a number of evening shows which take place at 7:30, and there's also matinees that take place at 12 or 2:30. And you can find out more about booking on www.smockalley.com or on entertainment.ie. So tickets can be found on either of those websites.
Okay, and remind people where Smock Alley is.
Smock Alley Theatre, it's along the quays and it's right beside the Dublin City Council building. Mm-hmm. So it's a beautiful converted church, so it's hard to miss.
Okay. Now it's running on till the 22nd. What way does it work like that? If you get sort of overrun with people requesting tickets, have you got the capacity to let it run longer, to extend its run?
Yeah, we do. I suppose, to be honest, this is our second time back in Dublin with the show this year because we're a Galway-based company, so it's great to be back in Dublin because there was such a demand for the show. But with that kind of nice long run from the 13th to the 22nd, hopefully we can accommodate everyone who wants to come see the show in Dublin. And also we're going to be touring come next year as well, a national tour, so there are no excuses to miss Trumbly Finocchio.
Just thinking about the title of A Pinocchio Nightmare, do you not think that might put people off for children?
Yeah, I mean, we kind of want to see something different, and we're really calling it, it's an anti-panto, and I suppose it's for the audience out there that are kind of sick of the he's behind you panto, and to try something different this year. And also because it is a bilingual production, it's to kind of take, I suppose, go to something different and experience something new, and at the same time, it's got festive treats, and don't worry, you'll get your snow and you'll get your song or two, but it is to try and do something different this Christmas.
Okay, it's a sort of an alternative panto, if you want to call it that.
Yeah, it's an alternative panto, and it's also, you know, it's kind of described as great family fun, and I think you'd be really surprised how much Irish you'd understand. I'm not a fluent Gaelgor myself, but I'm always very proud of what I understand and how much I can follow the story and how it really is. It caters for everyone, all ages and all languages.
Yeah, well, I have to give credit to Tina G because with the programmes they have on, I'm not a speaker of Irish either, but I'm able to follow a lot of the programmes. Now, I know they have the writing on the screen, but even when they don't have that, from what the visuals, you're able to follow what's going on. So is
exactly.
The same thing would apply?
Exactly. You've hit the nail on the head there. We kind of just have come up with a number of different storytelling techniques and devices to make sure that nobody feels lost at any point, whether it's kind of really fun ways of translation or there's a lot of music in it and there's a lot of sound because all the live sound effects are created from a Foley sound desk. So it's very much an interactive experience and you kind of see the story come to life before your eyes, so you won't miss anything.
Okay, and is there a difference in the story as well? Because I'm reading like it's about a teenage boy who feels trapped between childhood and adulthood, so it's not really about a boy being changed from wood to a real boy.
No, it's an adaptation of the Italian story of Pinocchio. So we kind of actually found the Irish translation of it and we translated it back. And so we kind of have taken leeway with that. It is very much our own adaptation and it's devised around it. But there is, I suppose, we wanted to deal with, I suppose, the moral struggle of the good boy and meeting Jiminy Cricket, and it's to kind of look at it from a different angle. So it definitely is Pinocchio with a twist.
Okay, and Jiminy's still the conscious, is he?
Oh, he's still there. The cricket still makes an appearance. Not for long, but I won't tell you everything, but he's definitely there.
Well, I'm just thinking there's a lot of us could do with a Jiminy on our shoulders, really. I have no information on yourself, actually, Kate. So what part do you play a part? Do you direct or what's your connection?
Yeah, well, my involvement in the company is I'm actually a producer. I've been working with the company now as I was kind of working with them for the Dublin Fringe Festival. So I stayed on with the company, and it's just great to be working with people who are sort of devising work and collaborating in Galway and still, you know, taking our work outside of Galway so that we can kind of get a bigger audience for it. Mm-hmm.
And how, what's the different reactions from different parts of the country, do you think? Is it different from the capital here?
I mean, Galway... It's linked to a home crowd, so there always is great support. But I mean, we were absolutely thrilled with our run in the Fringe this year. Just the feedback was incredible, and we really, really counted it as a show not to be missed. And that's why we're back. We were invited back. It's a co-production this year with Smock Alley, so it's very much Smock Alley kind of inviting us to put it on again because there was such a demand for it. Mm-hmm. So it is great to see that it kind of it appeals to people in the Pale and outside of the Pale. So we're chuffed by that.
Okay, a big cast, is there?
There isn't a lot, you know, because there's only five, and they kind of play a lot of the different characters and a lot of different animals, mm-hmm. and they really take on so many different roles. And Mairéadne Cronin, which is she's the co-director of the company, she kind of creates a lot of the sound effects, so she's in the show, but also kind of in the show from a kind of production aspect.
Okay, and finally, I mentioned about the title of it. Is it would you call it a family a show?
Yes, it is definitely. Okay. Ethan Shortall in the Irish Times recently has got as fun for all the family and an alternative Christmas treat not to be missed. So it is totally, I suppose, accessible to all. The kind of schools audience that we appeal to most would be 11 plus, so it wouldn't be for tiny, tiny tots, but from definitely 11 plus onwards.
Okay.
There's nothing for them to be scared of. It's the children who actually aren't scared at all, it's usually the adults.
And it's a great age to catch them as well, because they're sort of some at that age they're too old to go to the traditional one. Really, they feel a little bit, intimidated by going. No, that's only for kids.
Exactly,
but this is
perfect
for them, really, isn't it?
Yeah, and I mean, and they are also kind of great for them in terms of their language skills as well. You know, they'll come out really, really proud of, God, you know what, I actually really understood what was going on. I was completely able to follow it. The children or, you know, the kind of teenagers never have any problem with it. It's usually the adults who are like, oh, God, more shocked than anyone else.
Mm-hmm. And you're having three shows a day.
No, we're not having two shows a day. Our kind of 12 o'clock matinees are happening during the week, so they're more of a school and a group, more than our later matinees after the weekend, so for families.
Okay, and I have to say, you've made it, talking about the word accessible, price-wise, I mean, it's very, very cheap compared to a lot of the other pandas that would be going around. It really is.
No, but that's kind of another thing. Like, we did want to make it accessible. That's why it is an anti-panto. We wanted to do something different. And there are some, you know, everyone is bombarded at the moment with different things and different events going on over Christmas. But I think that this is Christmas with a twist, and you won't be disappointed.
Okay, it's, congratulations on this anyway. And it's starting this Thursday anyway, and it's running until the 22nd. And did you say to that if you got a great reaction that you could extend it?
Yeah, that was the thing. To be honest, we're just dying to hear the feedback from the audiences and see what the word on the street is like up in Dublin, because we're all moving up there today. We're migrating east, but if there's a demand for it, we are only happy to play to big audiences.
Well, I think that what you've put into this, that you don't give any fear of that. I think you'll be running at least right up to the Christmas Eve, and probably coming back after the New Year. Thank you very much, Kate, for talking to us.
Thank you.
Bye bye.
Bye.
And that's Kate Costello in sunny Galway, and that is Moonfish Smock Alley Theatre presents Pinocchio, an alternative Pinocchio, a nightmare, and it's bilingual. So do go along and see that.